your opponent this week, number 12, trying to contain him and keeping him under control?
It's going to be a hard task for us. Aaron Rodgers is probably, you know, the last 5 years been one of the best quarterbacks in the league, with just saying a whole bunch, you know, with the Mannings of the world and Brady's of the world, but he definitely ranks up there at the top. He's such a smart player, and whatever you throw at him, he has counters, and he's so accurate. Even if you're covering a guy, he can always stick it on the guy. Just a smart guy.
You know, earlier you said that, you know, physically you're great, and it takes you a while to get your eyes back. Mm-hmm. Looking at your keys, do they do things to scheme for him, or is it just his ability to escape?
It's a little bit of both. The system is really good. It allows him to have a little bit more freedom by calling different play here and there, or see something that the defense is giving him, and talking to the receivers or some kind of signals and changing the play up. Aaron Rodgers is... Man, whenever you have him as your quarterback, you know, anything's possible on offense. So we're going to have to be on our P's and Q's, and we're going to have to play great all the way through the play. There's so many plays where the defense jumps off sides and they get a free play, and Aaron Rodgers knows that he's taking a shot down the field, which is a hard play for the defense because, you know, it's a free play for them, but we still have to play out the play.
But isn't that something all quarterbacks do?
Yeah, but he's the best at it. He's the best at it. You know, usually quarterbacks throw to the open guy. He knows he can take a shot down the field, 40, 50-yard, you know, throw, to, which is, you know, that's, you know, he's thinking, you know, if it's intercepted, it doesn't matter. Pass interference, hopefully, or a catch by his receiver.
If Rodgers isn't bad enough, how much harder does it make it to go to Lambeau to have to do that on top of it?
Makes it that much harder, you know. This is going to be a hard game for us. Every game in the NFL is hard, but particularly going to Lambeau, you know, they don't lose there much at all. So this is definitely going to be a statement game for us. What are the Chiefs about? Everybody knows we won our first game, second game. We kind of beat ourselves, but we still lost. So everybody's looking like, okay, potentially we can be pretty good, but can they go to Lambeau and handle business? And that's our main focus is to win. And it's going to be hard, but very, very doable.
Derek, what lessons do you hope this team takes away from last week?
Well, try not to beat ourselves, you know. And defense side of the ball, we have plenty of mistakes that we need to correct. And when you're playing against a good team, it's always going to come down to the fourth quarter. It's always going to come down. It don't matter if we're doing things to help ourselves or hurt ourselves. At the end of the day, it's going to come down to the fourth quarter and who can make the right plays and be at the right spot at the right time. And this is going to be a great test for our team. And we're excited about it. We're very excited about it.
Is it deflating when you get close to getting some turnovers like you did against the Broncos and then a few just don't quite go your way? Is that ever deflating for a defense to make it harder to stay out there on the field? Or?
Not really. You know, you got to have a short-term memory in this game. It's going to be plenty of times where you say, man, I should have had an interception, or I dropped something, or I should have picked up that fumble. After that play's over, you got to get to the next play, because the next play's coming, and that could be the play to win the game.